In this bulletin, Labor to support the government's foreign fighters legislation. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack tells unemployed Australians to move to regional areas. And Queensland takes another step towards bidding for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Legislation stopping foreign fighters from returning to Australia for at least 2 years is expected to pass Parliament with the support of Labor. The opposition says it will support the bill if its attempt to return it to Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee for further scrutiny fails. But Labor's Mark Dreyfus says it's concerning that the Coalition has failed to implement 11 of the committee's 18 recommendations. He says the government seems to be more interested in avoiding debate than ensuring the legislation that passes is the best it can be.
Our overriding concern is that the government is more interested in playing politics with the national security of Australia than it is in getting national security laws right. And let's be clear, I need to state it again, Labor supports the intent of this bill. We want to work with the government to get this bill right.
Canadian police say the shooting murders of an Australian man and his girlfriend could have been committed by a serial killer. 23-year-old Lucas Fowler and his 24-year-old girlfriend were found dead on the side of a highway in British Columbia last week. While searching for two missing teenagers days later, police discovered the body of another man. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Corporal Sergeant Janelle Shoyhet, says authorities believe the cases could be connected.
I recognise that there are concerns with respect to people's safety, and I want to ensure that people are aware that we're doing everything that we can in order to ensure that we can advance this investigation to the best of our abilities and find the person or persons responsible.
The Deputy Prime Minister has told unemployed people complaining about the low rate of Newstart to move to regional areas. Campaigners for an increase in the unemployment benefit say it hasn't been increased in real terms for 25 years, despite the cost of living rising significantly. But Michael McCormack has told Sky News, Newstart is only supposed to be used when people are between jobs and people struggling to find a job where they're living should move to areas where jobs are available.
There's many jobs. You go into Dubbo. I mean, it's almost full employment at Dubbo. And there's you go up the main streets of some regional towns, indeed regional capitals, and there are notes in the window to say, job available, apply within. And there are so many jobs, but people have to be able to, have the wherewithal to go to those places.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says closing the climb at Uluru won't have a negative impact on the region's tourism. The decision to ban climbing from October 26 this year was announced in November of 2017. Mr. Gunner says the value of Uluru comes from its cultural significance, and the wishes of the traditional owners need to be respected.
I respect the TO's wishes, the custodians of that land, and I know if you want to look at this through a tourism lens, that the ongoing tourism value to the Northern Territory, to Australia, from Uluru over the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, is in maintaining the sacred value of Uluru.
Queensland is moving closer to launching a bid for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games after the state government announced it will help fund a study into how much the events would cost taxpayers. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk will chair the cross-government task force charged with assessing venues, transport infrastructure and economic viability. The state government will also match the federal government's $10 million contribution for the study. Ms. Palaszczuk says a recent IOC decision allowing a bid from a region rather than a city allows an Olympics to be hosted by Queensland rather than just the Gold Coast or Brisbane. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two developing and 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, a possible shower, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18. Sydney, much the same, 19. Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 26. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.